The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely, lovely planet. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and today you're listening to Being Here, and today's episode is Happiness Amnesia.
In case you're wondering what that is, it's when you forget what happiness is all about.
That you, when you are, have never been happy.
Yeah, you know when you're upset?
The experience of happiness does not exist in your universe. That's happiness amnesia. And that happens when you get upset.
So let's talk about the best way to lead yourself back into the moment. And, of course, being in the moment is where all happiness resides. And today's show, that is by listening and fully listening, fully engaging to hear what we're saying or what the callers have to say from our perspective.
Yeah, fully listening. You know, it's interesting. While we were preparing for this show, Ariel was writing some things up on our
Flip charts,
so we could remind ourselves of something. And I was talking to her, and she was writing and not listening to me. And the experience of not being listened to is a very disquieting experience. It's as though you don't feel heard or seen or known. And that's very interesting because most people don't listen to you. See, most people, when you're talking to most people, they are thinking about other things, they're preoccupied, they're engaged in their lives, and you wonder why you don't feel very good, or you don't feel heard, or you don't feel seen. And a lot of it has to do with that they are preoccupied. But you're preoccupied in your thoughts. In fact, when we talk about listening, you go to an already script that you've got up there that says, oh, I know about this. I listened to their show. They're going to talk about how you got to let go of other things. And your mind fills in with what it knows, but you miss the experience of listening.
Now, by the way, as long as we're talking about both sides of listening, Shia talked about how I wasn't hearing him, I wasn't listening to him, and how disquieting it was. He was not my victim in that moment. It wasn't that I was doing something bad.
Right.
He looked up. He started speaking, and he looked up and saw that I was writing, and no two things can occupy my same mind at the same time. I was actually preoccupied. And if you want to be heard, a good way to be heard is to make sure you have the person's attention.
But I like that I did it because then I realized what it's like to not be heard.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. You listen to me. You listen to me all the time. So I'm used to when I say something, you listen to me. It takes it away. I'm not stuck with what I was trying to say. It's no longer lingering in me, incomplete. And so when you didn't, I really got the experience of it.
Pretty cool.
It was very cool. Because, see, most of us are talking to people who aren't really listening. They're thinking. And thinking is fine in its own right, but not when you're listening to somebody else. And see if you can, when you listen to this show, listen to it to hear what's being said rather than get lost in the tangential thoughts of your mind. And by that I mean something sets you off in a direction. Like if we talk about a dog and you have a dog, then you start thinking about your dog. That's a tangential thought.
So if you keep bringing your thoughts, your attention back to what's actually happening, and you will get the most out of the show today. And interestingly enough, when we're talking about happiness amnesia, that effect, that phenomena that happens when you're upset and you can't remember the actual experience of being happy, and that happens anytime you're upset, what you may miss is that there are little blips of happiness amnesia. For instance, the moment you take exception to what somebody says, or you disagree with it,
or you prove yourself right and them wrong,
you have this little of happiness amnesia. In that moment, happiness flees, and being right is the only thing that's present.
Right.
Let's talk about those three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Shall we?
The first is anything you resist causes happiness amnesia. So anything you resist persists, grows stronger, it dominates your life. And when you're resisting something,
then no two things can occupy you at the same time.
You can either have well-being and be happy and feel satisfied, or you can be resisting something.
You can be right, and then you're no longer have happiness.
Second,
that's one of the costs of being right, is you lose your ability to experience happiness. Second principle is that no two things can occupy you in the same moment. So in any moment of now, you can only be the way you are.
And anything you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself.
That's the third principle.
So if you find yourself distressed and you don't judge yourself for being that way and you just allow yourself to be that way, in that instant, it can disappear.
But if you resist that distress, you are guaranteed to keep it in place.
You notice when you are engaged and you're being here, you may call it being in the zone, there's like this wealth of well-being. You could call it happy. You just feel well in yourself. Well, that universe is coexisting side by side with the one that is the one we call containing happiness amnesia. When you are consumed with an upset or resisting something, that well-being,
when life isn't going your way,
to your preferences,
yes, then you are in a state of happiness amnesia. You can't remember when you're happy, when you're feeling upset, disturbed, having a temper tantrum, you know, any of those.
By the way, we have happiness amnesia. You know, it's kind of like there are lots of things now like ADHD. There's all these terms. Well, HA for today's show, HA, happiness amnesia, but it also applies to GA, greatness amnesia. When you're upset, you absolutely forget how great you are.
Right.
And all those moments when you achieved something. And
all those great things you've ever done in your life, all the lives you've saved, if you were a lifeguard, never got saved in that moment. When you're upset, anything brilliant about you dissolves. Then, except for perhaps the proving that you're brilliant rather than the being brilliant.
I like that. That's really true.
You know, then you're proving that you're okay rather than being okay. And there's a huge difference between those two things.
True happiness is not circumstantially determined. It's a state that happens when you access being here.
You know, recently a friend of ours got sick and she had to go to the hospital. And what she discovered in the hospital was that nurses and other patients and people were attracted to her because she was well, even though her body was not. That there was, she was being present in her experience and she was happy even though she was ill, which is very difficult for most of us to even imagine, because how can you be happy when you're ill?
You know, we have a caller. Shall we take him?
Okay.
Reiner, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling in from, Reiner?
I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany.
Nice. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, I would like to know about this happiness amnesia, because I can see that when I'm and I'm not feeling good or not feeling well, that I lose all of my ability to remember happiness. But the other way around, it's totally different, because when I'm happy, I still remember there were times where I was, and I just wonder what why is that so different?
I'm not sure that it is different, because I think you can recall times when you were happy, when you're upset, but it just doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't. You're not experiencing happiness. You don't have the experience of happiness when you're upset. You have a memory of I was once happy, but it wasn't. It's like when you, the difference between having a great meal and looking at a menu.
So it's like when you're happy, the concept upset exists. When you're upset, the concept happy exists.
But not the experience happy.
And I think part of the reason the concept is farther away when you're upset is usually when you're upset, you're being right about something. Somebody did you wrong, or you did it wrong, or, and there's...
But you know, that's very interesting, what you're saying, because the whole idea that somebody could do you wrong and the appropriate behavior is to get upset is a culturally determined... You know, we didn't say this earlier in the show, but our approach is not psychotherapeutic and it's not problem-solution-oriented. It's actually an anthropological approach, and an anthropologist is someone who studies cultures. See, our behaviors are culturally determined or predetermined because we learn the way people relate to stress. The same way we learn how to speak the language we speak in our families. So when you grew up, if somebody felt that they had been wronged or misunderstood, their behavior was transferred to you, and you learned to get upset when things don't go the way you want as a way of responding to situations that aren't going your way. I mean, if something isn't going your way, you don't have to get upset about it.
But it makes absolutely sense. It's that's exactly what happened, what I learned from my family.
And, and you learn it with your own flavor. I mean, not only German, because that's your primary language.
But it happens in all people. Regardless of the culture, the person who's born into that culture learns to behave like the people in the culture. And if something is said or done that is offensive or upsetting, then there may be a cultural way of responding to it, and you learn that. So you learn to get upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Sean, I like to watch a television show here in the United States called Judge Judy. It's a show where a very savvy woman who's a judge hears cases from different people and decides who's in the right and who's in the wrong. And what's really interesting to me is to watch the culture of the individuals come with them. Some of them show attitude with their head. They wobble their head. Other people get withdrawn. Other people get fiery. Some people talk back. Some curse. What you've been exposed to is how you will go about being upset and how you'll go about expressing yourself, whether it's taking yourself away or whether it's being actively aggressive or anything in between. But when it happens, when the upset happens to us, most of us personalize it. We think it's us. If we think that person was disrespectful to me, we actually think that person was disrespectful.
Well, see, we all listen to an internal script, that conversation that you listen to, and the conversation is what says to you, that was unfair, or that was unkind, or I'm upset. And when it does, if you don't have a distinguishing mind, where you make a distinction between that voice and who you really are, the being that you are, then you will believe that that voice is you, and you will believe what it says is accurate and true, and it may not be accurate or true.
And you'll experience happiness amnesia a lot.
Right. Because your voice is a conversation that's come, it's a compilation? Compilation of recordings. It's like this giant jukebox where if the right button gets pushed, an appropriate or inappropriate behavior is exhibited, but it won't be an authentic one for who you are. It'll come out of your past and decisions and ideas that you've absorbed as part of the culture you're in.
And it includes the familial script.
Which includes getting upset and having temper tantrums to prove other people wrong. The only cost of that is your happiness.
That's so true.
You know, one of the neatest ways to recognize, Reiner, amnesia is like right now you're not upset, are you?
No.
So you can tell yourself the truth about your behaviors when you do get upset. And then it's a little harder to take them seriously and for real when you get there and you find yourself not wanting to speak to your wife or finding yourself less than communicative at work you find yourself banging things around in your house. If you recognize your style of expressing your displeasure, as that starts to overtake you, you begin to get control.
If you notice it and don't judge it.
Yeah.
If you judge it or resist it, then it takes control. One of the interesting things about control is time controls us, too. And now we have to go to a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back
and don't miss being here.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for
health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, we forgot to tell you all in the first segment that Shia and I finish each other's sentences.
We didn't say that?
No, so we're hoping you enjoyed it because that's our style. I want to let you all know a few things. We have two special Valentine's Day events. On Monday, February 13th in New York City, we're doing a How to Have Magical Relationships evening, and also we're doing an international call, which Reiner, I'm sure, will be on in Europe on Valentine's Day, Tuesday the 14th, and you are invited. You still with us, Reiner?
Yes, I am, and I will be there on Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
You know, I just had this thought.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about when I was a young man searching for enlightenment, there was an Indian mystic named Meher Baba. And Meher Baba had a saying. He said, "Don't worry, be happy." And I like that because, you see, when you worry, you forget happiness. When you are worried about something, you're lost in a future that hasn't arrived yet and may never arrive. But worrying about the future keeps you from being happy. You can do it the other way. You can not worry and be happy rather than worry and be unhappy.
Oh, can I do a shameless promotion here?
Oh, please do a shameless promotion, but you must be shameless as you do it.
You know, because you're talking about don't worry, be happy. And in March, in New York City, our first weekend workshop after we're back from Costa Rica is Simplicity, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, if you want to know more, just go to our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You know, in this modern day, you can come from almost anywhere to New York.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long.
Yeah, Reiner came to the Money, Success, and Happiness course in January.
In New York.
Yeah, good
right.
for you, Reiner.
Yeah, good for you.
Hey, thanks for being on the call today.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Bye.
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 That was really fun.
It was. I enjoyed that.
Yep. We have another caller. Shall we take her?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Claudia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you also in Hamburg?
Yes, I'm also in Hamburg.
It's Hamburg Day.
It's a Hamburg kind of day.
Okay, yeah.
Nice to hear your voice. What can we do for you?
I would love to know, because I have happiness amnesia sometimes, and I only notice that in retrospective. It's like, oh, I have been gone, but I seem to miss the starting point. I keep looking for it, but I'm... So I'm not aware of that.
Stop looking for it.
But how did it happen?
Hey, don't worry. See, if you get lost in how it happened,
yeah,
you'll get stuck there.
You'll create it.
You'll keep looking for how it happened, and you'll still not be where you are.
Oh.
That in and of itself creates happiness amnesia.
See, the game is not to figure out why you're lost in unhappiness.
Yeah.
The game is to get back into the current moment of your life.
See, if you're trying to figure out why you get there, you're basically looking back at the past to try and fix the future.
Okay, yeah.
And the future shows up in each moment uniquely differently than the past moment, except if you are resisting something from the past, then you bring that into the current moment of your life. And that's why people have these recurring upsets, or these rolling upsets, where one upset is actually begun before the other one completes itself, so they're never really out of an upset.
Well, I actually do have an answer for where some of your happiness amnesia gets generated from.
Oh, I do too.
Okay.
The first thing is this. I want to say that I admire you very much, Claudia, because you went to school and you studied and you are a psychologist. And as Shai and I say virtually every show, our approach is not
psychotherapeutic.
It is anthropological. So you have taken what you've learned in a transformational approach and brought it to your clients or patients.
That's true.
But what happens is, person after person comes to see you, and there's a certain current of looking at their past to prove right why they're messed up now and in hopes of fixing it to be better in the future. And it's a challenge for you to stay centered in being here when you are day after day immersed in a past-future modality with your clients.
Not only with your clients, but with your colleagues as well, because
that's so true. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, sorry, I just was so astonished. Yes, but that's exactly what happens after, like, when we have a team meeting. I'm totally back into that. That's so true. I didn't really realize that.
Yes, you have to maintain your vigilance. You have to keep watching how your mind gets influenced by the thoughts of other people, by their way of being, especially in a therapeutic community. Because there is a very right way to do things there, and it's agreed upon by a number of people. And the idea that their patients or clients could transform from being upset and disturbed by their lives to becoming functional and happy and satisfied human beings
in an instant
is outside their reality.
And I know that you've seen that with your clients. Do you call them clients or patients?
Clients.
I know you've seen that with your clients. I know you're at the forefront of what's possible. Mm-hmm. I know you've seen it with parents who are learning how to be more effective in parenting with their children. I know you've gone into homes where they've been troubled, and your way of being has rubbed off on these parents, and it's not so much what you do as how you are.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, Claudia. You have to relax a little bit. You have to slow down a little bit. You are brilliant in what you do. The only one who doesn't really get that is you.
Yes.
So you're trying way too hard to produce the results that will happen effortlessly if you relax a little.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You know something else, Claudia? That is not unique to you. I would say that that's pretty universal. We were talking about this before the show, and Shai was sitting on our couch up here in the office. We have this really lovely rattan. Is it rattan?
Yeah, it's rattan.
Couch that we've had for many, many years. And he realized, he had this flash of memory. From the moment I first laid eyes on Shai, from the very first night I met him, there was something about him that was so powerful for me. Just being around him, my life transformed. And yet, on a day-to-day basis, he often forgets that and thinks that he has to do something to be more. We always have to remind ourselves to slow down and relax.
It's interesting. We're going on a trip in the near future to go fishing somewhere, and I'm going to be using a different kind of spay line on the rod. And so I called my spay fishing guru, a fellow named Andrew Moy, who's very brilliant at this. And I said, look, I'm going to be using a Skagit line. Is there something different in my casting to handle that line? He said, slow down.
It's what he always says to Cheyenne, slow down.
It's about slowing down.
And relaxing.
And relaxing and accelerating, but slowly. And, you know, he, I know how to do it. It's just that it requires, in using this kind of rod and this kind of line, you have to slow down just a little bit more. So it's, you know, you need to learn to slow down.
Perfect. I feel my shoulders coming down already. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's you know, we've been so trained by the culture we're in that we have to produce, and we have to produce results, and we've got to get ahead. And we miss the magic and majesty of the moment, you see. We miss how brilliant we are just in our bringing our awareness to what's happening in our life, in this current moment of our life.
Well, you actually see it with cars. If you get into an automobile, most times you're busy going somewhere. And unless you're a passenger in the automobile and you're not thinking, which is rare for most people, you often don't see a lot of the scenery. You're so preoccupied with getting to where you want to go, particularly if you don't leave yourself enough time to get to your destination. A lot of times people compress everything in and they try to get more things done in a day than they're capable of doing. And then they're never there for any piece of it.
Well, if you're trying to get things over with, you're not there for it. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. We have recently written a new book, and we were working on the book cover, and we wanted it to be perfect, and it wasn't. And the more we wanted it to be perfect, the more blind we were to how it was imperfect.
And by the way, it was interesting. We wanted to love it, and it became an intellectual exercise. And the moment we saw the cover we ultimately chose, we instantly felt happy. It was right. It wasn't a thought process.
Yeah, it felt good. It's like when somebody comes out of a dressing room wearing just the perfect outfit, something in you goes, yes. And when they come out wearing something that doesn't work for them, you want it to work for them. You want to like it, but it just isn't a yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's that way with your experience of life, too, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I had the neatest experience yesterday. Something new has happened in our home that's never happened before. One of the first gifts Shia ever gave me, I was at the time an actress, and I was working in a play, and somebody asked him, what do you do as a thing? They said, get flowers, but get her something really neat. Get her an orchid. So he actually got me an orchid. It wasn't a plant, but it was a
sprig of orchids.
And it was so beautiful. It lasted for a long time through most of the play. And so throughout our time together, even when we were doing our early courses in Hawaii, we'd get orchids, and we'd have orchids. And then orchids, after a while, they bloom and they go away. And then we've never been very successful with them ever reblooming. And all of the orchids in our house, we have three now,
are all putting
blooming.
Out.
They're reblooming. And Shia went over yesterday, and he was looking at one, and he pointed to it. And when he pointed, he touched the bud, and it burst open. And it was such a magnificent moment.
That's beautiful, yeah.
Your life is populated with magnificent moments.
The only thing is you have to be there to see them and experience them. But if you're going somewhere and if you have this idea of how you're supposed to be, even if a most magnificent thing comes along, you'll miss it because you're going somewhere. Earlier today, Ariel told me I took a nap. When I woke from the nap, she said, I got some excellent news for you. And I felt like a kid at Christmas. There were two or three things that the emails that had come in, and they weren't enough because I was looking for the next thing.
Okay.
You see?
When you're going somewhere, there's nothing that happens right now that will fulfill that emptiness, that will bring you to a state of happiness. And when he just slowed down just a little bit, I was very pleased by what had happened.
But, you know, I noticed in myself the tendency to rush ahead to what's next rather than to slow down.
You may have seen that with your kids at Christmas. You know, if you got them more than one gift, they were probably eyeballing the one under the Christmas tree whilst they were ripping open the package of the current one.
Absolutely. It took them 10 seconds to unrip them all. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's part of the culture we're from. And what it means, Claudia, is that you start to get control of your own life by purposefully paying attention to actually be here.
Yeah, you slow yourself down till you get to this moment rather than rushing off to something that you think is going to be better.
And by the way, I want to talk to you for a moment about a sub version of happiness amnesia, and that's greatness amnesia, but we don't have time in this segment. We have to go to a break here. Are you available to speak with us after the break?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Okay. Great.
Well, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Stay connected. Sign up for our newsletter. Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shaya Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation
unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes' fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes' books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I don't know about you all, but I'm really enjoying this show.
And me too.
I think this would be a great show to share with your friends.
Me too.
So feel free to forward it, Facebook it, email it, tweet it, tell your friends.
Any of those social media things.
Yeah, share it with your friends. You still with us, Claudia?
Yes.
Okay. So we had that epiphany earlier where you discovered that you sometimes get swept in up in the reality of your colleagues or your clients.
Mm-hmm.
And Shia and I were talking about it just now, and we realize that you will be subject to repeating happiness amnesia unless you start telling yourself the truth about how great you are.
Okay.
I find this very interesting, by the way, that
yeah.
we tell you that you are great and that you have to start seeing your greatness, and you start giggling.
Yes. Nervously, like
nervously,
a young girl.
Nervously, like a young girl. I find that very interesting because that's one of the things you are afraid to step into, how brilliant you are.
And to be a community leader.
With consistency.
Wherever you are.
Right.
Yes.
Very good. That's a good answer.
Can you see that? It doesn't matter where you are, whether you're at work, whether you're with your children or your husband, at places of worship, at social events or groups, you can be a central figure. You can be your greatness. It, of course, happens as you slow down and you're being here and you let go of the story of your life, which contains all of the things.
All your deficiencies, all the reasons why you're not as great as you think you are.
And all of those reasons are like the seeds that grow into the happiness amnesia tree.
Well, happiness amnesia weeds.
I like that. That's better. Okay.
Great. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for calling in today.
And I am looking forward to seeing you in Hamburg for the Freedom to Breathe and the Secret of Magical Relationships course, the end of March and early April. And I'm really excited to see you practicing your greatness because the world needs you.
Oh, great. Yes, I will. I will be there.
Excellent.
We'll see you there, Claudia. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great.
That was.
I enjoyed that.
We have another caller.
Let's take her, shall we?
Stephanie, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Excellent. Let me guess, you're in Hamburg also.
That's true.
I like it. This was just kind of like a...
The Hamburg
hub.
Holland today.
Yeah, nice.
Good to hear you guys.
Thank you. Really good to hear you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question? Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a question for us?
I do. It's not the same as Claudia has. But I feel like I got a lot of answers listening to you, but I'm sure you will have something else for me. So my
question can't be sure
is,
about that. You know, you never can tell. We might not. We might say the same thing to you.
It's likely, though.
So we'll see.
Both are likely.
Yeah.
So my question is that sometimes, like, you know, everything is perfect. Like, I feel really well in myself and enjoy my life and work is good. And on some days, it's like really out of the blue. All of a sudden, I'm all upset and everything is too much. And I can't do it right and nobody else can do it right. And I get really stuck in that then for a while and have no clue what happens.
Here's my observation of you.
Yeah.
You like to, well, you're an artist, so you like to paint over what's really happening with a positive brush.
Right.
So what happens is you don't see the seeds of annoyance. You don't allow yourself to register when something doesn't sit quite well with you. You have the idea that to be a positive person is better than to be a negative one.
Yeah, very true.
You also have the idea of what it is to be evolved.
So you what is
evolved. That? You know, evolved.
Enlightened. Like to have arrived.
Evolution evolved. There is higher states of consciousness.
Yes.
And I believe that what you do is you put on blinders. So you don't see those things that you judge.
And you don't want to judge. See, you think judging is bad.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, I may massacre this word, but I just translated up on my computer, evolve, and it says entwickeln Sie? Entwickeln?
Und erwacht. Yeah, I think it means erwachen or erwacht.
I'm not sure.
That sounds, well, the German, if I translate it back, it would be like be awakened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
that's
you
want to be.
So you don't like to see moments when you're not living up to that standard.
That idea you have of what's better.
And those standards you have, your preferences, create a climate where you have spontaneous happiness amnesia.
That makes so much sense.
And that's why sometimes you get kind of stiff or you...
The other thing is, you have a very judgmental mind, as we all do. But you don't want to see your judgmental mind.
You judge your judgments.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot of times people want to be a good Christian, for instance. Mm-hmm. So then what happens is they think certain types of thoughts are not Christian. So they hide from themselves their petty natures, and then what you resist grows, and then all you are is petty.
Yeah. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. I can see that. I always want to be, I'll do it right, you know? Perfect. And, yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's look at doing it right versus doing it wrong. That's in the change modality that we've all been trained in as we grew up. But what we're talking about is transformation.
Which is uniquely different. In fact, they are not comparable, really, change and transformation. Because change takes place over time. It happens incrementally, a little bit at a time. It's linear. One thing follows the next. There is no possibility of magic there. It's about achieving your goals, and then if you achieve your goal, you'll have happiness. Transformation is, it happens outside of time in an instant. It happens exponentially in all parts of your life at the same time. It happens serendipitously, where you don't have the idea of the how it's going to turn out. It turns out the way it does, but it's magical and it's effortless and it's easy and there's no stress in it. And you keep getting lost in trying to produce the results that need to be produced, but you think that you're not capable, and then you try to prove yourself capable.
Yeah.
You know, as you talk, Stephanie, about wanting to be perfect and do it right, I also see in there that you want to be right. And being right about your point of view, even if you're accurate,
is a sure cause for happiness amnesia.
You know those skirmishes you have from time to time with your husband? Everybody has them.
Yes.
You know those are little fights? And have you ever seen yourself, like, just suddenly be absolutely right about something silly?
Yes.
I mean, like, no, it's your turn to wash the dish, or whatever it is, over. No, you shouldn't talk to me that way, or no, I don't know. Whatever it is that you're being right about.
Yes, I can. Yes, that happens frequently.
I love that you say it happens frequently. I'll tell you why. Because in public, you try to pretend it never happens.
Yes.
And transformation happens in a state of honesty.
True. Honesty allows for transformation. See, transformation is about telling the truth about what is, and when I say telling the truth, I don't mean being right about something and bringing attitude towards it when you tell the truth. I'm talking about being a scientist and seeing the way you are and being honest about the way you're being, that causes transformation. That willingness to identify what's actually true or accurate.
See, I don't know if you were listening to the earlier segment when we were talking with Claudia, but there came a point in the conversation where she said, I can feel my shoulders dropping.
Yes, I was there then.
Yes, that's her letting go of being right about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as you talk about how you frequently have those little kind of skirmishes, fights with your husband, that's when the shoulders ride up. That's when you come in public and you try to guard and you get stiff because you're trying than that.
And you're not being honest. You're pretending that you guys never have any skirmishes or fights.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, my life is great, and I experience well-being, and I'm just not going to let you know that last night I chewed his ear off.
Yes. It makes so much sense.
Are you coming to the Secret of Magical Relationships in
Hamburg?
When
yes,
we go there?
Yes.
March 8th?
Yes.
Good.
I will be there.
The Secret to Magical Relationships is telling the truth.
Mm.
You know, being exactly where you are and not where you're not.
As you are, not trying to pretend that you're better or somehow more evolved, or have gotten somewhere. You know, one of the cool things, and Ariel and I have been enlightened for at least 25 years now, and that doesn't mean we don't have moments that are down moments.
Mm-hmm.
It means that we recenter ourselves when we get knocked off balance. And if you've got the courage to be honest that you got knocked off balance, it does not deny your enlightenment. In fact, it supports it, and it proves it.
It's not about being perfect. It's about being you.
In each moment, the way you are, because it's the only way you can be. But you see, there's a difference. You can choose to be the way you are. So that means that in the moment that you're upset, if you see it and choose to be that way rather than resist it and try not to be, it completes itself.
You know, in our new book on relationships, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, which is coming out in June, the pre-publishing versions are due soon, one of the most enlightening chapters and segments came from a video we did with someone you know named Caitlin, and she was telling the truth to everybody about how right she had been that her husband Rod was wrong in his approach to how he wanted to wash the dishes.
It was a big, significant thing, you know.
It was the funniest conversation, but she was absolutely not trying to pretend that she had it all together. She was laying it out for everybody. This huge temper tantrum she had had over whether you put a little bit of dishwashing soap on the sponge or a huge lot of dishwashing soap
on each dish.
Her idea was it had to be on each dish, and his idea was, well, if you put it some on the sponge,
that it's concentrated and it goes a long way.
And
so what happened was, in a nutshell, they ran out of soap, and there was only a little bit left in the bottle, and so she had dishes to wash, so she didn't tell him, but she tried it his way, and lo and behold, she got all the dishes done with that little bit of soap, and it was enough. And she admitted that in front of everybody, including her husband, but she admitted it for the first time to her husband.
And it was sweet. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
Telling the truth brings you to a state of happiness.
Mm.
Being honest, as opposed to trying to show how you have it all together.
Or
really.
Proving that you're right.
Yeah.
You know, we're all right about what we know, but our base of knowledge is limited by what we know, and we filter information through what we know rather than everything else that exists out there in our universe. And the universe is everything you don't know, and even that which you don't know, you don't know.
So as you go about your day for the rest of the day, and as we're coming to a close here, Stephanie, we highly recommend you go about your day with a sense of discovery.
Wonder.
As opposed to proving.
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
You're really welcome.
And I'm really glad you're coming to the courses and the Freedom to Breathe. I think it's really going to support you in slowing down and being here and realizing that you don't have to produce, but who you are is enough.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the call today. And thanks to all of our listeners. We really appreciate your being with us. So come on back next week, because we will be here. And come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.